This office was made possible by Vocations Boston. See the link in the description for more information. Now let's pray.
Oh God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O God, the source of all that is, when you had finished all your works, the compass of the universe was filled with gifts in vast array. And after forming such a world, you took your rest, as it is said, that we might find most welcome rest and rise refreshed for daily work. Now grant us in this mortal life to weep in sorrow for our sins, to persevere in righteousness, and prosper in your gracious gifts. That when the final terror dawns before the dread and fearful judge, we all may find our perfect joy together in your blessed peace. Most loving Father, hear our prayer. And you, O Christ, co-equal Son, who with the Spirit Paraclete now reign for all eternity. Amen. Your word, O Lord, is a lantern to light our way. Alleluia. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your will in fullness forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Your word, O Lord, is a lantern to light our way. Alleluia. When I see your face, O Lord, I shall know the fullness of joy. Alleluia. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When I see your face, O Lord, I shall know the fullness of joy. Alleluia. Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Alleluia. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of man. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend. In the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Alleluia. May God our Father give you grace and peace. We always give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in our prayers for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you bear toward all the saints. Moved as you are by the hope held in store for you in heaven, you heard of this hope through the message of truth, the gospel, which has come to you as born fruit and has continued to grow in your midst, as it has everywhere in the world. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
His splendor reaches far beyond the heavens.
May the name of the Lord be praised.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
Stanza longe publicanus, nolle pat oculos ad celum levare, sed percuti ebat pectus dicens, Deus propitius est omnici peccatori. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatam edicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordeos a progenie in progenies dimensibus eum. Vecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Stanza longe publicanus, nolle pat oculos ad celum levare, sed percutie bat pectus dicens, Deus propitius est omnici peccatori.
God aids and protects the people he has chosen for his inheritance. Let us give thanks to him and proclaim his goodness.
Lord, we trust in you.
We pray for Leo, our Pope, and Oscar, our Bishop. Protect them and in your goodness make them holy.
Lord, we trust in you.
May the sick feel their companionship with the suffering Christ and know that they will enjoy his eternal consolation.
Lord, we trust in you.
In your goodness, have compassion on the homeless. Help them to find proper housing.
Lord, we trust in you.
In your goodness, give and preserve the fruits of the earth, so that each day there may be bread enough for all.
Lord, we trust in you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut in efficiam ad promissionibus Christi.
Thank you for praying with me. Sing the Hours began in the Archdiocese of Boston and could not have been possible without the support of the wonderful priests there. If you are drawn to the Liturgy of the Hours and the spirituality of praying with the Psalms, I encourage you to discern your vocation. It's time to act. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Is God calling you? That's where Vocations Boston comes in. To discern God's working in your life, visit youseethesigns.org. That's youseethesigns.org. God bless.